Hello. When I heard about how we would have to do an 8th grade project, I was really at a loss. There were so many different things to choose from, and I didn't have a strong idea of what I really wanted to do. So I asked my mother if she knew anybody, and she said she knew a woman named Tona Orvik, who did clay portraiture and had a studio in Seebeck. And so since we've begun drawing portraits in class, I've been really interested in the face and the features, where they are positioned, and how they vary from person to person. So I thought this would be a very good project for me to do. We contacted Tona, and in a few days, I went to her studio. We went down, and she showed me some of the portraits she had done and some that she was working on. And they were so beautiful, I thought that I really wanted to do this. And I was very excited when she said that we might start today. So we decided that my portrait would be a girl. And we also decided that we'd just let it emerge from the clay. That is, we wouldn't have it be of a particular person or after somebody. So I was very excited. And a life-size portrait of a person out of clay needs to have something to hold it up. It can't just stand up on its own. So we made an armature. And my armature has a round plywood base, a metal pipe about this wide around that goes up inside it, and a spherical configuration of strong wire around it in a ball about this big. And Tona showed me how to stuff that very tight with newspaper and then put on clay in little dabs and smear it well in and paddle it with a wooden paddle so that there would be no air bubbles in the clay. If you have air bubbles in the clay, your piece might explode in the kiln, and you wouldn't want that. And the next week, I started making the bones of the face. Tona had a plastic model of a skull in her studio, and so I got to learn about the different bones in the face and copy them. I made the superciliary arch here, the zygomatic arch, and I also made the jawbone. Those were the main important bones. We didn't go into much detail with the bones. And I started filling in the flesh and the features. Now, the eyes were particularly tricky. We had to carve out sockets about this big and then put in eyeballs and make eyelids. And the first time I tried to make the eyes, they were way too high, and I couldn't figure out what was wrong with my piece. We finally figured out that the eyes were too high, so I moved them down about a half inch. And then my portrait just really made a huge difference. And that's one thing I really like about clay, is that it's so forgiving. You can add more on, you can take more off, you can give it texture, or you can smooth it out. And, you know, it really gave me room to be creative. And the nose and the mouth, they just kind of appeared out of the clay. I didn't really do anything. And that really, really made me excited, because it was very exciting. And it took a long time to get the features just how I wanted them. We had to spend time on the volume of the different and the volume of the nose and the mouth, the curves, and the different planes of the face. And at last, it was time to put on the hair. And Tona showed me how to put on the hair in snake-like coils of clay, and I had already visualized the hair a little bit, and I knew that I wanted it kind of streaming back from her forehead. So I started putting on the hair, and it just made a huge difference. My portrait just really came alive. And Tona showed me how to make light and shadows in the clay with a large tool, and that made a huge difference, and I really love the hair. That's as far as I've gotten after about 9 3-hour sessions, and the next step will be to cut her in half with a knife down the side, and because you can't fire a piece in the kiln with the armature inside. So then we'll pull the two halves apart and scoop it out, hollow it out until it's about an even 1 inch thick all the way around. Then we will score the edges and stick the two halves together with slip, a mixture of dried clay and water. And Tona had another student in the studio at one time, and I saw her hollowing out her piece, so I know what's coming. Yes. So then my piece will have to be dried for at least 3 weeks, and then we'll fire it. We'll fire it on a fairly low temperature, according to kiln standards, and for about 48 hours. And I learned so much during this project, and I really liked working with Tona. She's such a nice person. And I really liked the clay, that I could be so creative and not worry about it getting messed up, because I could always fix it. There were some parts where it was tedious, when I couldn't get the eyes right, or I couldn't make the expression just look just as I wanted it to. And that was hard, because it looked like we were getting nowhere. But it was really nice then to be able to work on other parts of the sculpture, like the neck or the head. So I never really gotten a fix. And the biggest thing I learned was learning how to see, as Tona calls it, learning how to observe the features, see where they are on the face, and see the different curves, the shadows, the light spots, the volume. And that really helped me. And it also helped me to be working in three dimensions. I had to look at my piece from all the different directions and from odd angles. And that was a really great experience for me, because I haven't done anything like this. I've just done drawing, which is just flat. So I got to be creative. I got to really express myself. And I thought this was a great project. And I'd like to thank Tona again. Yes, Sophie?
You said, at least in our conference, you said that you...
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that it looks like exactly like you, except it's...
Yeah.
And it doesn't have eyebrows, but it's exactly like you. I'm not kidding.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, Noah?
I actually think I can see some kind of eyebrows on it.
Yeah. I scratched a little bit to make it look like hair. Izzy?
I think this is a good project for you. I'm a really good artist, and I think you did it again.
Walker.
I like how you turned the hair.
Thank you. It was really fun. I think it was one of the funnest parts. Ariel?
I think it really looks like a real person, and you did a really good job.
Kenny?
I definitely think that it really
looks
like that.
Sarah?
I would notice that because after all the drawings and the classes, I thought
that
it's really cool.
Tim, did you have a question?
Yeah, is this the way that they've always done sculptures historically, or has it changed?
I don't know. This is sculpting with clay, so it's not like out of rock where you have to carve away. It's much easier, because you can't make any mistakes. Like, if you chip something away, if you're carving with stone, you can't put it back on. Charlie?
How do you do the ears so well?
I just blobbed on some clay, and for a while they looked like monkey ears, because we're concentrating on the features. And then I just carved them down, because they had gotten fairly dry. I just carved them out. Liam? Thank you. Dana?
Why did you do the eyes separately?
Separately?
Well, I mean, you did the fashion of the skull with the bones.
Yeah.
You had to set the eyes in?
Oh.
Why did you do it? Why did you have to do it back?
We fashioned the bones, and then we made the eye. Well, we made the eye sockets when we were fashioning the bones. Mm-hmm. And then we put in actual eyeballs. Put them in. And made the eyelids. But when we had to move them, we didn't make whole new eye sockets. Mm-hmm. What, Lydia? Since October, about 9 3-hour sessions. Karen? Thank you. Elena, did you want to ask something?
I like your sculpture.
Thank you.